Do you want to start, Mr. Bloom, with where you were born?
I was born in Poland. I was born in Poland.
Go ahead.
And then, when in 1909, I came to Portland. Then I came to Milwaukee. Now I'm Milwaukee 44 years. When I came to Milwaukee, I found everything was Orthodox, religious. It was German Jews. They had a temple that time on 10th Street. Now it's a Kilbourne. They used to call it Cedar Street. I went there once. A fellow by the name Tzedek was there, kind of from the, what they call, from the directors. And they came in, he knew me well. He gave me a seat, I was sitting there, and a while later, because over there they got to sit without a couple. I was sitting there for a while, I didn't like it, because I'm used to it all my life, an Orthodox, a real Orthodox, 100% Orthodox Jews. Then usually I was there just for probably visiting for half an hour or so, then I went away back to the Orthodox temple. Was at the temple, everything was fine the way I did, where it was in Europe. Now, lately, it turned out to be different. The Missouri, like the, you understand Jewish, like they say, Sunita Heen, Anita Hair.
Do you want to translate it for us?
You know, it isn't this way, it isn't this way. Now it became, even the Orthodox temples, they're not 100% the way they used to be. Especially now, the conservative is, I'll say my idea, my meaning, sin it can go and it can eat. You know what I mean? My wife always has a sack of Davenen. They just say, come on, page 99, page 104. What is that? After the Jews, they got each one supposed to find it. Whose fault it is? The fathers, because they didn't learn the children to be Orthodox. That's their fault. And that's the reason why it became, you know, the children, the young generation, they don't know the Hebrew alphabet. They don't know how to do them. They come into to, you know, conservative. Conservative is not in it, it's not in English, not in Yiddish. Is a mizukt. And that's only thing now, it's the only thing.
He's
tapping
the table.
It's only thing of the Hebrew Academy they build up now. That's the one, the best thing, better than the Talmuders, better than the Chodovusi Hom. They got all day school, they learn Hebrew. It's, you could come in Saturday, tomorrow morning, come in about 9 o'clock, we left, and about 9 o'clock, you see a few boys sitting. They don't have to call page 91 or 104. They take the sit down, they may open it up, and they know where to dump. They know where the canter halt. It's my main advantage as the best way is that all the Jews should take the name and make a trick. The Hebrew Academy is also a regular public school and Hebrew school. As it says, yes, as it says, I'm angry for it. That was my meaning.
Now, Mr. Bloom, do you want to tell us where you came from in Poland?
Came in Poland. At that time, Poland did belong under the Russian government. And the little town, we used to call it Stilo. Valino Guberni.
Now, when were you born?
In 1880. Mm-hmm.
And when did you come to America?
America came in 1909. Mm-hmm.
And did you have a family in Poland?
I left my wife and two children, two more older sons. Mm-hmm.
And your parents?
My parents, sure.
Do you remember much about your life in the little town in Poland?
Well, I'll tell you, as far as that's concerned, I can tell you that the life in Poland, in our section of the country of Poland, it wasn't bad. Everybody was keeping herself occupied. It was many poor people, was poor people still, but helping them. Because that time, when I got married in a different town, then it was also 100% Orthodox. It was when, Abgeti Engvak, they got their synagogue, it was Orthodox. They knew that Yom Kippur they're supposed to fast. They knew that Yom Kippur not supposed to smoke. And not supposed to eat anything or drink anything, cannot have bread. They were sitting all day in the temple. Of course, if anybody didn't went out, then he hide himself. Nobody should see him. In case if anybody did eat, nobody didn't see him eating. Over here, it's everything fresh. They come over with the machines, Yom Kippur. They said they asked, they come over with the machines on Shabbos. They said they asked the dad, they say, it's Achel Shabbos and Befresia. Says for public. When a person does a chil Shabbos for himself, nobody sees him, only one God. He is one he can forgive. When he does any sins, when public sees it, it's the worst I think it could be.
Now, Mr. Bloom, do you want to describe for us the life in this little town in Poland?
What did you do
when you were there?
I was working the flour mill.
What did your father do?
My father was had a little store ladder, he made himself a living, Not a rich man. He had his own home.
Jews all live in one section of the city?
Yeah. He had a store, leather store, He used to sell,
Was it a ghetto? An enforced ghetto?
What do you mean?
Was there a ghetto? Was there one place where the Jews had to live in the city?
Well, there's only one place. He had a store, he always standing in the store. If he wasn't, my mother wasn't, it's always the changing of him.
Now, had all these people lived there for a long time in this little town?
All night. Since my father died in the First War with the flu. My mother died just a month before Hitler came in with the natural death.
Had your parents always lived in this town?
Yeah.
Do you know when your grandparents came to that town, or had they always lived there also?
I just remember a little bit their grandparents.
Now, Mr. Bloom, when you came to America, did you come immediately to Milwaukee?
Well, I came to Portland, Maine first, and then I came to Milwaukee.
How did you happen to come to America?
Because the time gave back. I was working at flour mill. The flour mill but stopped. And they were supposed to, the contract, they had a contract for 3 years. 3 years went out, they remodeled it. It took a long time, about 6 months probably, maybe more, until they have it remodeled, modern. I thought myself, I'm coming right away.